Children's store.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have had a picture on our wall at home almost since the Ark landed years ago. In fact, it's a tapestry. It's a long way to begin. And I think some of you have seen this. You may even know the story, and you may not even need me to tell you what the story is. Has anybody seen that picture before? You know it? It was given to me by a lady in June 1987. She was one of my parishioners. She's long dead now. Not that there's any connection between my being her pastor and the fact that she's dead, but it really is. Does anybody know the story of that? Oh, good. That's good. I can say nothing this morning. Don't worry about it. Well, the story goes right back about 500 years to Germany. And there was a family in Germany, they were called the Durer family, D-U-R-E-R. And it was quite a big family. They had 18 kids in their family. Anybody here got 18 kids in their family? Anybody here want 18 kids in their family? No, I guess not. Well, of course, Dad had to work very hard. He used to work about 17 or 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, to try and feed them. And they were very, very busy people. But despite the fact that they were a very busy family, two of the boys, one was called Albert and the other was called Albrecht, that's a different thing, both wanted to continue their, they were pretty good at art. And they wanted to further their art. I suppose they would have to go to university, and they were going to go to, would want to go. They had a dream one night that they wanted to go to Nuremberg to learn how to paint properly. But they couldn't afford to go. So the boys got together and they said, well, they made this discussion in bed. They said, one of us, there were the two boys, one of us will go and work in the local mines, and while we were there, we'll get enough money to allow the other one to go to university to learn how to do art. And after 4 years at university, we'll swap around, and the one in the mines will go and do the artwork, and the one who was in the mines will go. Well, I've got that the wrong way around, haven't I? Vice versa, you know what I'm saying anyway. Well, what happened was they would toss a coin and see who was going to go to university and who was going to keep the other one. Well, what happened was they tossed the coin and Albrecht won. And so Albrecht was to be the one who was going to do the artwork while his brother kept him at university. And with all you guys going to university over the next few weeks, I guess nobody's paying student loans, everybody's paying their own way, I'm sure, to get there. Well, this guy, Albrecht, was so good at his drawings over this four-year period that he was even much better than those who were teaching him. And he was able to earn quite a lot of money. And he was able to just not really depend too much on his brother. Well, when the young artist returned to the village, they did a prodigal son type thing. They put on a big party for this boy who'd been away for 4 years. And he was thrilled to get this response back home. And it was a great old party. And Albrecht rose from his honored position as head of the table, because he was the one who was back, to say thank you for all that had been done. And now, Albert, he says to his brother, blessed brother of mine, now it's your turn. Now you can go to Nuremberg to pursue your dream and I'll take care of you. And then Albert rose and wiped the tears from his cheeks. And he glanced down at that long table of faces, all those kids, and then holding his hands close to his right cheeks, he said, no brother, I can't go to Nuremberg. It's too late for me. Look, he said, look what 4 years in the mines have done to my hands. I'm suffering from arthritis, and every bone in my hand has been smashed over these last 4 years, and I can't hold a paintbrush. I can't even do the intricate things that I would like to do. No, he said, for me, it's too late. It's too late. Well, over 450 years have passed since then, and Oblek Dürer's hundreds of masterful paintings, the one who did get to go to the university, they're on display through universities, through places right around the world. And more than merely being familiar with it, you may well have one at your own home and you don't even realize that you've got it. But one day to pay homage to Albert for all that he had sacrificed, Albert painstakingly drew his brother's abused hands with the hands, palms together, and the fingers. You can't actually see it all that well because this is this lovely tapestry. But the original painting showed the hands to be gnarled and broken and being given as a sacrifice for his brother who was so good. And they just simply called this hands. But the entire world almost immediately have said over the years that this is to be called the praying hands. Now we have this on our wall at home all the time. And it reminds us as we pass it, hundreds of times a day, I suppose, to be praying and to remember that it isn't just the one who prays, but it is the one who supports that is important. And God said we are to pray without ceasing, Jesus said. And so when we see those hands, you can have a look at it. It's actually got, if you look here, it's got a wee thingy up here too. That's the signature of Oblek Dürer. It's actually AD if you look closely at it. So I think it's good when we think about prayer to be reminded that God does care for us and he wants to have a relationship with us through prayer. So let's pray now. Are the young ones going out, surely?
Yeah.
They are. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks that we can pray. We thank you for the gifts of people who are very good at art and who help us with our singing and all sorts of other things. Lord, we ask today that we might continually be praying to you because you want to have a relationship with us. We ask these things as we go out now in Jesus' name.